People may not realize this, but many jobs in healthcare, social services, education, business, architecture, engineering, even certain trades and vocations, they need a state license. And so every time their licenses are set to expire, those entities have to pay a renewal fee, or they got to basically start over again and get a new license. Man, when you look at this recent report that shows how expensive it is for some of these professions to renew a license here in Connecticut, you think, wow, it's really high. But you know what? Let's compare it to other states. Well, our neighboring states to the north and south, New York and Massachusetts, they're about half the price of what we're paying for some of these license fees. It's pretty extraordinary. So it's no surprise that one of our senators is now pitching legislation to cap these costs. And that is Senator Ryan Fazio, who joins the show right now. Senator Fazio, welcome. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
First of all, Senator Fazio, what brought your attention to this topic? Because I honestly didn't realize the stark differences just between New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut when it came to license renewal fees.
Well, I ran for office in the first place because I think our state needs to do a better job of creating upward mobility, economic growth, and reducing the cost of living. And this is one of the ways that state governments can place an undue burden on working class and middle class families. And it turns out that Connecticut has higher restrictions, more costly burdens for licensed workers than most states in the country. As you mentioned, medical workers, especially physicians, for instance, have to pay over $500 per year just for the right to work in the state. I mean, that's irrespective of them meeting their qualifications, being qualified and so on. Compared to, say, Massachusetts and New York, where they have to pay about $300 per year. So we have more fields that are licensed than most states, and the costs of doing so are higher. Say, if you're a preschool teacher, for instance, you have to pay about $1,000 a year for
That's
the right
absurd.
To be licensed.
That is absurd.
These are people making a lot of money. I know. It's totally unfair.
Lord.
And so you're wondering why, you know, we don't have as much growth in this state or job creation or people find it too expensive to live here and leave. Again, this is about 20-25% of the state workforce requires a license just to work. It used to, about 50-60 years ago across the United States, it was about 5%. So we're already creating more red tape. But just the cost is totally unreasonable. There was a professor from West Virginia University who testified in favor of my bill. And he said, like, listen, the licensing restrictions are too restrictive. They're too onerous. But by far the most unjustifiable part of this regulatory system is the fee. The fee can't be justified by public safety or protecting consumers. It's just a cost that's unreasonable. It's just a tax on workers. That's not right. And so I proposed legislation, you know, three straight years to cut these, and I believe this is the year to get it done.
So it's really interesting going back to some of these prices again. Shout out to the Connecticut Examiner, who I thought did a really great job of kind of giving some concrete examples of the issues you're talking about. So going back to that $1,000 for the preschool teachers, that stood out to me immediately. And I thought to myself, wait, hold on, hold the phone. Aren't we the state that's saying we have an incredible shortage of teachers, especially our early childhood teachers? Why in the world would we ever think $1,000 a year, might I add, a year? That's an annual fee for preschool teachers to continue being licensed when we already are struggling to try and fill those positions. How in the world could we allow this to continue on? And look, I understand the importance of licensing. I totally get that. I came from a family of insurance brokers. My father, my husband, my brother, they're all licensed to sell insurance. So I get it. And they have to do these annual. I get it. However, $1,000 a year. I mean, first of all, we're not even getting paid enough to even justify having people pay that kind of amount. I mean, that is just lunacy. So I'm curious why, Senator Fazio, how this has gone on for as long as it has. Like, how has there been enough pushback against this? But also, why do you feel this year is the year that it could actually pass?
sometimes it takes time to make change, and you got to gradually persuade people to do it. But most importantly, the idea needs to be justifiable and good. And as you said, I mean, these fees are ridiculous. These people aren't making a ton of money, and we need them to work here. We're talking about medical professionals. We're talking about, people in the construction industry. We're talking about
all stuff
educators.
We have shortages in. That's the other part that I found very funny, not to cut you off, Senator Fazio, but physicians. I mean, how especially after the pandemic, how many times do we hear nurses and medical professionals sounding the alarm? We don't have enough workers. You talk about construction, engineering. How many times are we sitting here saying we really need to fill these jobs for engineering and blue collar jobs? These people aren't making a lot. I mean, as you mentioned, preschoolers and early education. This is criminal to charge them $1,000 a year. That is absolutely asinine. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so there's three departments in Connecticut who mostly issue and renew licenses. And they're the Education Department, the Department of Public Health, and the Department of Consumer Protection. And public health is medical workers. Education is obviously all sorts of educators. And DCP, consumer protection, is pretty much everything else, from the contractors and so on and so forth. So I had to propose three different bills because there's three different areas that regulate these, and they were all bipartisan bills this year. I had Democrats and Republicans as co-introducers with me. And the one regulating consumer protection licenses, so general worker licenses, that's gone through one committee already. The public health one is going to go through another committee. Actually, the education one, which I've now proposed this legislation 3 years in a row. They keep saying that the education department is working on it themselves without legislation, but they've been saying that for a few years now to me. So that one hasn't gone anywhere.
Wow.
And there's an argument that that's the most urgent. Just do it, guys.
I would agree. I was going to say that's the most urgent. I mean, at least I hate to say this, but my own sister's a physical therapist, and I'm not saying that she makes bank, but she does better than teachers do on average. I just think it's insane. It's just criminal. I don't know. It's just criminal. I think we can.
You know, the reception's been very good. You know, the governor is favorable to the idea. You have to find the money. Because it's $20-30 million to do all of it, but we could also start doing it in 2025 instead of 2024. And that way, you worry about it in the next budget cycle. And this is priority. I mean, this is not how you tax to raise funds for a state government. This is just an undue burden on workers. That they pay income taxes, they pay sales taxes. They shouldn't have to pay a tax just for the right to live and work here. On top of it all, they should be treated like everyone else.
So we're talking about capping the costs for renewal fees for businesses who need to renew their licenses in order to continue doing the work that they do. Physicians, teachers, I mean, in our family, it's insurance brokers, I know. There are many professions. In fact, as I was reading this article on this, in total, the bills that have been put forward by Senator Ryan Fazio would affect the renewal fees of 83 professions, which is pretty extraordinary. And again, Senator Fazio is here. He represents the 36th District, which does include Greenwich, parts of Stamford, even New Canaan as well. And so we are so glad to be talking about this legislation. And Senator Fazio, it sounds like two out of three of these bills may actually be signed by the governor, which is huge movement because this is something you've been proposing for several legislative sessions. And it sounds like the education side of things, it's a little murky still. At least that's what I'm
understanding. We'll have to wait another day for that. Yes.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime, as I was reading this article about this, it says that the state would lose about $20 million in annual revenue if these bills are signed into law. So how do you make up that money? Because, it always comes down to money, right? I mean, what would be your solution to if we got rid of or we capped the costs of these annual licensing renewal fees? Where do we get that money?
So there's two possible ways to do this, and we're still kind of figuring it out this year. Either we could do the cut immediately for workers, and then we'd have to have the money in this year's budget to find it. So The most likely scenario, if we could do that, is if there is a $100 million surplus in the budget, and this becomes one of the priority items financially, budgetarily. The other way to do it would be to start it the following year, which is an entirely new budget, and it goes into the giant, cauldron of different ingredients of spending requests and of revenue reduction requests next year when we start the entire budget process over again. So it kind of depends how much money is left in this year's budget. It's seeming that there's less rather than more in terms of the slight surplus that we have. My understanding is from being on the Finance Committee is that the revenue numbers from the sales tax and so on is coming in a little worse than had been expected. So it's less likely we have the money in this year's budget. So it's possible that we start it in calendar year 2025 to cut, which, again, I think would be good because it's forever. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather get it done, for starting effective next year than never get it done. Because this is economic growth, this is economic opportunity, and this is affordability in Connecticut.
And I also think, Senator Fazio, you're a business guy. I think when you go back to the basics, how many times did we learn in our business classes in college or in our first jobs that sometimes you have to pay to get? Sometimes it's more expensive in the very beginning, but boy, you reap the rewards at the end. When you talk about these professions that we have been struggling, even before the pandemic, we had teacher shortages, we had medical shortages, so many of these fields we couldn't fill. Now, since 2020, they're in even dire situation. It's horrible. So many sectors, we have so many openings, and in some of them, these are our critical needs, education and our medical care. These are just non-negotiables. And so if we can even, eat some of those costs, yes, it's going to hurt in the beginning. But in the end, man, if we attract more teachers and we are attracting more people to the medical field, we're going to have that economic growth come back because we're filling those jobs. I just think it all ends up, working out. But you've kind of got to give to get. I hate to say it that way, but it feels that way.
No, that's exactly right. I think there's fair ways to tax. And when you tax things in a fair way, you raise the necessary revenues to support government programs. But if you tax in an unfair way, you actually get fewer people working,
correct,
less investment, less economic growth, and you narrow the tax base, so it's difficult to raise money in the first place. That's the position Connecticut's been in for many years. Hopefully we can turn things around. And one of the ways is by reducing unfair forms of taxation. This is like a double tax. You're already being taxed, your sales tax, your income tax for what you're earning. But, you're a contractor making $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year, and you have to pay $500, $600 just for the right to work every single year on top of all of that. When we have housing shortages, when it's extraordinarily expensive to build infrastructure in this state. So, I think it's common sense. The governor is supportive of the policy. There's lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who are supportive of the policy because they understand that this will bring in a bigger tax base to support funding the government and to create an economy that works for everyone in the long run.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it does sound like there is a lot of support for this. They're both, at least two out of three have been voted out of committee. So do they go to the House now, the Senate? Where do they go?
So one of them was voted out of the General Law Committee. It'll have to be referred to the Finance Committee because it does have a fiscal cost, but we do anticipate that will pass out of there. The public health bill is in front of the Finance Committee. So they would go directly to the Senate after they pass through the Finance Committee. Okay. And hopefully can pass through the Senate and the House with bipartisan support. And then it would go to the governor.
All right. Well, Senator Fazio, please keep me posted. I want to stay up to date with what's
absolutely
going on with this. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so
you
much for having me, Melissa.
Absolutely. And Senator Fazio, thank you so much for bringing this topic up and talking about it in length here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Happy to. Have a great day.
You too. Senator Ryan Fazio representing the 36th District here on WICC.